A clear and present danger is hiding in plain sight. That's how Cornell University's Susan Christopherson describes the oil train traffic through the state. A massive explosion caused by a runaway oil train in Quebec in July of last year has raised awareness about the levels of flammable material being shipped by rail. The Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan spoke with a professor of city and regional planning about New York State's mobile oil problem.
Crude oil transported across New York is from the Bakken Shale Formation in North Dakota, the country's second largest oil-producing state.
Companies that are transporting oil are looking for flexibility. And if you're going to build oil pipelines, that's a very big investment, and it's a fixed investment. You have to put in the pipelines, and they're going to be there for a long time. They want a flexible form of transportation that is going to take the oil to the places they want to get it.
Christopherson says Bakken oil wells in North Dakota have a limited amount of product, so companies are eager to extract as much as possible and then sell it on the international market. Recent approvals by the State Department of Environmental Protections allow for almost 3 billion gallons of crude to be processed through the city of Albany.
We were focused on the shale gas activity as a drilling activity in place, and we weren't thinking about the transportation side of it. We weren't thinking about the whole supply chain. We were just thinking about the drilling.
Ironically, she says it was the obvious increase in the number of oil trains that caught the public's attention. People began to realize, she says, that crude oil transportation can present an imminent risk.
When you're shipping by rail, you're going to have accidents. That sort of goes with the territory. You're going to have industrial accidents. So partly what we have to keep in mind is that the oil and gas industry and the transportation of oil and gas is an industry that is dangerous and dirty and that has accidents.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the number of trains carrying crude oil has increased from almost 11,000 in 2009 to nearly 400,000 today. In 2013, a report from the Government Accountability Office noted that the Federal Railroad Administration only examines 1% of the country's railroad infrastructure. As a result, Governor Cuomo directed state agencies to review their emergency spill response plans and inspect rail lines. The State Department of Transportation announced that inspectors at rail yards in the Capital Region and Western New York yielded violation notices for defective equipment, broken rails, and noncompliant tank cars. Meanwhile, junior Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pressing federal agencies like the EPA and the Coast Guard to implement their own contingency plans in case of spills. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.